From KALW, this is Sisa Sounds Picks, your weekly guide to the Bay Area art scene through the eyes and ears of local artists. I'm Janae Darton. My guests this week are pole dancers Joshua Cheffer-Dunny and Olivia Day. Hello.
Hello, hello.
Hi. Hey. Joshua and Olivia are the producers of Strut, a queer pole cabaret, and the production is a combination of pole dance and aerial from some of the best performers in the Bay Area. You can follow them on Instagram to see their work, and we'll have their Instagram handles on our webpage. But right now, we're going to hear Joshua and Olivia's art suggestions for things to see, hear, and do around the Bay. Joshua, your first pick is the Nutcracker Nightmare Fantasy that's happening at the Flux Vertical Theater in Berkeley. This is a dark, sensual version of the Nutcracker. The story follows Clara as she enters another reality filled with candy and toy soldiers that are not so friendly. And the show includes pole dancing, burlesque, and aerial acrobatics, and it's for ages 18 and up, which I figured as much because I don't remember pole and dancing. So Joshua, tell us why you picked this one.
I mean, Flux Vertical Theater is just such a special company and group that's been in the Bay Area for a long time. I got to perform in this show as the Sugar Plum Fairy in an American Ballet tutu and 8-inch stripper heels 3 years ago in their first, you know, production of it. And I don't get to perform in it now because of work, but the cast and crew is incredible. The show is incredible. It really just takes a story that, like, you might have grown up with and transforms it, elevates it, brings it into something new. And they are just a really important group to support and, you know, go explore and find out about them.
This sounds really, really cool. That's the Nutcracker Nightmare Fantasy. That'll be at the Flux Vertical Theater in Berkeley from November 29th to December 14th. Olivia, your pick is Baloney at Oasis. This is San Francisco's first and only gay all-male revue, so there's a mix of music and dance and comedy. Baloney focuses on stories that entertain and celebrate body diversity, gender, and queer sexuality. This event is also for grown-ups, 21 and up. Olivia, this will be the last time we see Baloney at Oasis because the nightclub is closing at the end of the year. Okay, so but why should people check this show out?
Baloney is incredible. Baloney's been running for 10 years. The creators, Rory Davis and Michael Phyllis, are creative geniuses. Highly recommend if you want a sense of what to expect. There is a Frameline documentary called Baloney from 2021. You can watch it at home. And honestly, just the community of creatives, performers, the acts are silly, the acts are serious, the acts are sexy. So I just think everyone should see this incredibly rare art form they've built.
All right, it sounds good. That's Baloney at Oasis in San Francisco from December 26th to the 31st. Joshua, your next pick is the bakery and cafe Thoroughbred and Pastry in San Francisco. French pastry chef Michel Soua started baking when he was 14, and by 21, he was named the head pastry chef at a 3-star Michelin restaurant in Paris. Wow, their menu includes French baguettes, croissants, cakes, and so many more treats that I don't need but sound good. All of their pastries are made from scratch. Ooh, it's homemade. Joshua, what are we gonna eat when we go to Thoroughbred and Pastry?
Well, it's not even what you're going to eat. It is what you're going to experience, because shout out to Julie and Kathleen at Thoroughbred. And like, it is just such a special place because it really embodies all of the best of what I think San Francisco has to offer to the world in terms of community and connection, bringing people together and like the vision for a better world. And they do that through their baking, through their food, through their drinks, through the community events that they hold and the space that they create within the neighborhood there.
Okay, that's the bakery and cafe Thoroughbred and Pastry in San Francisco. Olivia, your final pick is Pole and Dance Studios. They teach pole classes for people of all body shapes, genders, and experience levels. They teach aerial too. Wow. Pole and Dance has studios in San Francisco, Oakland, and Berkeley. Now, Olivia, I know a reason why you know about Pole and Dance, but tell us more.
Yeah, so Joshua and I actually met at Pole and Dance Studios. The owner, Amy Bond, is a force. I had the really fun opportunity to work with them on their creative back in the day. So the brand and really thinking about how we could build build something that was very all-encompassing, focusing on pole and really embracing the fact that all forms of dance and all types of people are there to create really great art and just have a great time. So I love the studio. Many of our performers teach there. I take classes there. And I think pole is one of the best things you can do with your time. So I really encourage anyone to go take a class.
All right, that's Pole and Dance Studios. I've been speaking with pole dancers Joshua Chaffordoni and Olivia Day. To learn more about any of the things you heard about today, visit KALW.org. And for more arts coverage, listen to my program, The Sights and Sounds Show with Janae Darden. And you can catch that every Wednesday, 4 p.m. on KALW. And make sure to subscribe to all of our Sights and Sounds shows, which are available on the KALW app and wherever you get your podcasts. This episode of Sights and Sounds Picks was produced by Porfirio Rangel and engineered by James Rowlands. I'm Janae Darden.